last year, although our non-salary budget was $66 million, that is to run 3,000 schools. By the end of the year, we had only been allocated $14.8 million, which comes to less than $5 per child per year. Just a woefully inadequate figure. If we were to improve the education sector, then charity needs to begin at home. We need to take a sober look at our own national priorities. It's very well relying on the EU and other donor countries to contribute to our education system. But if we are not allocating our own resource in a way that recognizes education as an absolute priority, then I will have these concerns. And I, in that context, said that it was wrong that last year we spent three times more on foreign travel than we spent on our entire education budget. I hope that that would change.
These foreign travels are by who?
I have a general concern. I think that this is an issue that affects all the members of the inclusive government. I don't think it's right to single out any particular individuals because, after all, what we should be concerned about is the education of children. I've often said that the education ministry should be the least political. And I don't want to turn this into a partisan debate because it's quite clear from the budget last year that ministers from all political parties contributed or rather drew down on that money. And it's going to take a collective effort of all three parties to this inclusive government to change these priorities.
Osama will ask about your particular situation because you also travel.
Well, obviously, one can't stop all foreign travel. That would be counterproductive. There are certain meetings. For example, last year I went to Finland to secure money for the Education Transition Fund, and my visit to Finland has resulted in several million euro being contributed by the Finnish government. So in pure dollars, in dollar terms, one can justify the expense of going because the country has got a lot more money out of that trip than the trip cost government. But clearly there are many trips that do not result in money coming into government. And there are many trips that perhaps we go on that are not absolutely necessary to the running of our ministries. And I think all of us, and I include myself, need to analyze whether these trips are completely necessary. The other thing that I try to do in my own ministry is to try to get support from donor organizations for the funding of trips so that it's not a drain on the national fiscus. Now, that's not possible for all ministries. I recognize that. But I think that that's something that we need to try to do as ministers. There's one other point, and that is that on many of these trips, they're large delegations, and I'm not talking necessarily by principals. Even in my own ministry, I've had applications to travel where there would be an entourage proposed of six or seven officials, and I've declined to authorize that. I've said that at most one or two people should go. They can go and represent the ministry, report back to us, convey whatever messages need to be conveyed at these meetings, and it can cost a lot less money. And so that's a way in which we can tighten our belt and yet at the same time ensure that Zimbabwe is still represented at many of these international meetings.
You've said that government needs to prioritize on education, and you said you only received about $15 million for the education sector. How much did the President's office or the Prime Minister's office receive as compared to what you received in your ministry?
Well, the President's office last year, and let me stress, this is not just the President's office, the President's office and the entire cabinet received an amount in the region of $70 million. The Prime Minister's office received an amount in the region of $10.6 million. Now, these are all non-salary expenses. The Defense Ministry received something like $66 million. I think Home Affairs $55 million, and Justice around about $30 million. Now, you'll see from that all of those figures are way in excess of the 14.8 million that education received. And I think that that's an indictment against all of us in this inclusive government. If we are serious about saying that education is a priority, then the amount that we spend on maintaining schools, on buying textbooks, on buying exercise books, should surely be way in excess of what we spend on foreign travel and these other enterprises.